click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
For many of us, if you've watched a show called Outlaws on Showmax, you'd be well aware that it reflects the dynamics of cultural exchanges between the Basotho, Nabezulu in KZN, and largely farmers, and the threat of cattle theft that does take place between these two cultural dynamics and countries, essentially. But what we want to make practical as well is how this really doesn't just speak to arts and drama and entertainment, but practical insights in the agricultural space. And tonight we're going to discuss livestock theft in South Africa. Might not impact you and I in the hustling and bustling cities that we live in, but at some point the techie hits the tar when it comes to pricing, availability, and of course, the sustainability of farmers within our industry. To tell us more, we're joined by Wandile Sihlobo. He is the chief economist of the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa, known as AgBiz. So tonight we're going to deep dive into this. Wandile, thank you so much for your time. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thanks for having me on, Gux, and thanks for the kind introduction.
Thank you, Wandile. You are actually a great friend of the show, but you've been so busy. And I think we actually underestimate the, you know, high level conversations you actively participate in, you know, the suggestions that you make, and not only the lessons and learnings you teach us as South Africans, but it also helps give us insight into a very critical sector that I think we take for granted only until it starts to impact our fork and the plate, right? But we do need to understand what happens at the farm gate. And this takes us into this conversation, right, Wandile? Because when we think livestock theft, for myself as a Joburger, I couldn't be bothered. But the truth is, we should be. So maybe let's just start with that particular concept, livestock theft, and, you know, the significance of this particular threat.
Yeah, I think, Gux, it's very important because firstly, it affects one of the biggest subsectors of the farming economy. So for South Africans listening to us and not engaging with these things daily, when you think about the farming economy in South Africa, mm-hmm. and you say, what's in this basket of about 2.5% of the GDP, you add the value chain and it gives you something around 10% or so, depending on what you added to your basket. That's the farming economy as well as its backwards and forward linkages. But then when you take the 2.5%, which is the primary sector, and say what's in there, you realize that about half of it, it's livestock. And then 24% or so, it's fruit and vegetables. And then the rest is grain and sugarcane and the likes. Now, within this field crop, with this livestock, then if it's a half of our farming economy, I think, Gux, it's only right that we pay attention, as you rightly do this evening, of saying, what's happening there? We only talk a lot about it when there are animal diseases and there are issues of exports. But this afternoon, States SA released their victims of crime report. And mm-hmm. what they pointed out, amongst other things, they have a section that is in agriculture, which deals with what's going on in the livestock theft side. And the results are showing some significant numbers. If you look just at the broader to say what's the most livestock that people go for, you would think it's cattle, but people go a lot for goats, followed by cattle. And this one, Gooks, many people may not be thinking about it, but poultry, it's the third on that list, and then the sheep and everything else. And it has an impact that differs depending on where you are sitting, because if you're large scale, of course, you spend a lot putting security measures and all of that. If you're medium scale or subsistence, it even gets to be way more of a difficult. And yes, Gooks, the issue of poultry is difficult because over 36,000 chicken get stolen uh-huh. in a year. So that's quite something when you're looking at these numbers. And of course, the key thing is about highlighting them and then yeah. looking at where are they happening in South Africa and what interventions can be made.
My goodness, this is so intriguing. And it might sound like a silly question, right? But for a city girl like me, many might ask, why do people steal livestock and even how? Because a cow is one big animal, heavy, weighty. I do understand the cost implications. But even when it comes down to poultry, do we understand some of the reasoning behind some of these thefts that take place?
I think it all differs, Gooks, depending on where people are sitting, because one of the things, and this is just my interpretation thinking about these numbers, because if you look at the provinces and you say, okay, where is all of this happening? You realize that the Eastern Cape is at the top. Mm-hmm. Now, the dimension of the Eastern Cape is, of course, in two ways here. There could be cross-border livestock theft, maybe something that is happening within the province and within the country. Second, you will see that KZN is a second province. Again, mm-hmm. KZN, there's a cross-border issue that may be there. I'm speculating here. The numbers are not as clear, as well as some things that are happening in the province. And of course, the likes of Mpumalanga are on the list, as well as Northwest that you see there. So there is an issue with these bordering provinces being the ones that tend to be on the top, Northwest, Eastern Cape, as well as KZN. But also then beyond that, there's a poverty dimension here, because yes. when you think about the Eastern Cape, those are amongst the provinces that have some difficulties, which is something that may play part in this.
And so often, you know, we undermine the intersection of social, political, as well as economic dynamics and the output it has on our pockets. And here you are helping us to understand the dynamics of these. I'm also quite keen to understand, you know, the threat that this plays to the ripple effect in terms of, you know, the cost implications, not only to the farmers, but also to us as consumers in the long run. What are the economic consequences of livestock theft?
I mean, I think in thinking about this broadly, we have the South African agricultural sector here where we are saying to people, put your money in here. This is a sector that can still grow. Our own work has shown that we could still create 1 million jobs in this sector, as well as its value chain. And of course, that will require a lot of investment and expansion in the production, as well as the agro-processing aspect. But inviting people to put capital while there are security issues and the numbers keep showing up on this, it does ring a little bit of a risk to some people that are investing. That's the one aspect. But also then it does mean that if there are young South Africans that are deciding that, you know what, I'm going to leave Durban and leave Bloemfontein and go and start a small stock of a goat farming, whereby I will produce this particular type of a goat and then I will export to the Middle East. I'm seeing this demand that is coming up. And then they plunge all of their savings there. And one night they wake up, some of these things are livestock are stolen. That puts a lot of these young families and new entrants farmers into a very, very bad situation on that. And then that takes away the opportunity cost or the opportunity cost of jobs that could have been created in those areas is something that one can contemplate. And there is also an aspect whereby the established farmers, they spend a lot of money on security related aspect. The opportunity cost of that is the fact that some of that capital could have been used to expand the productive activity and employ more people. So yes. there's all of these leakages that I think there's a misallocation of capital that happens as a result of people trying to make sure that they are secure. Notwithstanding, of course, then that if you are a subsistence farmer and your livestock is your only storage of value and one night you wake up, it's not there, or people slaughtered your cattle, that tends to have a long-term devastating impact in a number of communities in rural South Africa.
Wandile, we take it so lightly, right? Living in metropolitan cities and an urban lifestyle, but there's far-reaching implications here and costs that really do influence many more South Africans in such a harsher way in terms of theft and livestock theft. As you've mentioned, there are interventions, right, that we can look at, and security is one that comes at a cost to the farmer. But are we finding that there's also a lack of camaraderie when it comes to security clusters in the country to aid, assist, and facilitate adequate protection of livestock in the country?
I would say, Gooks, it's only starting now to come up on this. Because, I mean, if one reads the Stats SA report, it is a nice table on page 38. It's a long report of over 100 pages. There's a table they have in one of the pages here where they ask the people, the respondents, whether they've reported in these various communities that they talk to, they've reported all of the issues that happened. And it turns out that we are talking here, Gooks, about the people that have been recorded. But there are others that are not recorded, who say things like they don't trust the police. That's what they say in this report. Others say, I've solved the problem myself. God knows what that means. Others say, look, the police never get back to them. Others are reporting to traditional authorities, which means then that that we may have been underestimating the difficulty of this problem in communities. But bringing it into conversation now does, of course, then present that pressure to say perhaps the police, the traditional leaders, the commodity associations, farmer groupings, AgriSA and the others, they have the AgriSecuritas grouping there within AgriSA, which can come in on board on this with a number of others in the provinces. And I think that's something that we have to pay attention to and not only talk about other crimes that happen in rural South Africa, but also pay attention on this issue of stock theft, on ensuring that we proof our rural communities so that they can be able to thrive and create all of these jobs and many good things that we imagine and dream of for rural South Africa.
Yeah. Oh, Wandile, this is why I love in speaking to you and just getting into your mind and the thinking and the realities of what is shared in terms of the data, the stats and the figures. Thank you so much for your time and reminding us as well, you know, that the economy is so much bigger than the cities and the skyscrapers that we are exposed to, but that there are livelihoods at stake here as well, right across the spectrum of South Africa, and we should be concerned about it. Whether you're ordering steak or chicken tonight, you know, just understand that the value chain is a broad one. So thank you again for your time, Putwandile.
Thank you so very much, Ngosi.
Thank you. Wandile Sihlobo, Chief Economist of the Agriculture Business Chamber of South Africa, AgBiz.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.